This week, Twitter agreed to pull racist tweets from an account after a French organization threatened to sue. The company has resisted efforts to police its content, but hate speech is illegal in many European countries. And now, anti-hate groups there are grappling with how to deal with the challenge of social media. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley from Paris.
Oui, bonjour.
At the Paris office of the French Union of Jewish Students, Vice President Elie Petit takes calls while he works on his computer. He shows how it all began on October 10th.
If I type un bon juif, which means a good Jew, I can see from the 10th of October to the 15th of October, it was full of tweets against Jews, and it was written, for example, a good Jew is a dead Jew. A good Jew is a burned Jew. In France, we don't call this, as Twitter said yesterday, abused content. It's not abused content. It's a call for murder of Jews, and this is a crime in France.
Many European countries have strict laws against hate speech targeted at specific groups. The policies evolved in the aftermath of the Holocaust, which came about after years of Nazi hate propaganda. Petit and his colleagues held a conference call Thursday night with Twitter executives in California and tried to explain the French point of view. But he says Twitter refused to delete the tweets, claiming the demand must come from national authorities or police. So the Jewish students prepared to file a lawsuit. But on Friday, Twitter backed down, saying it would erase the offensive tweets.
What happened now with the Jewish community in France, it's a real issue for Twitter.
That's Manuel Diaz, whose company Emakina advises corporations on how to adapt to the digital era. Diaz says he's ardently against controls on free speech, but he says as Twitter now bills itself as a global media player and not just a social network, it must take responsibility for its content.
The content spread around through Twitter has to respect the different local laws of the different countries where they are accessible.
That's not an easy task for a global company. Almost immediately after the French group announced its agreement with Twitter, the tweetosphere railed against what some users saw as an attack on freedom of expression. Twitter's decision in France came a day after the company bowed to German law and blocked an account of a banned neo-Nazi group there. But digital expert Diaz says Twitter has to react even faster if it wants to prosper in the international media market.
Waiting for the French state or the French police department to do something, well, the buzz is already out and it's too late. If they are not able to monitor a buzz and to take some decision very quickly, I would be very disappointed.
Disappointed, says Diaz, in what he considers the best real-time media tool in the world. Twitter shouldn't censor, he says, but it should build global monitoring teams to take decisions quickly in cases like the French one. If Twitter can detect and quickly suspend fake accounts, as it has done in the past, then it can easily suspend tweets that don't respect local laws. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.